Mazir Yosef is 13 years old. Last week, he was asleep in his bed in his home in Syria. Very early in the morning, just as the sun was rising, Mazir heard a loud sound. He jumped out of bed and ran onto the roof of his house where he could see the sky. And sure enough, a huge airplane was flying overhead, and it dropped something right next to his grandparents' house. Mazir ran as fast as he could down his stairs and out his front door, and he kept running to his grandparents' house. As he was approaching, he saw his grandfather sitting in a chair on the front porch. But as he drew closer, he saw that his grandfather was slumped over as if he were unconscious. Mazir kept running, but he started feeling very sick, and he got dizzy, and then he threw up, and then he passed out. Two days later, he woke up in a hospital. He was naked, lying in a bed with just a sheet over him. "Where's my mom? Where's my dad? Where are my brothers?" he cried out. The nurse didn't know. It was another day before he felt strong enough and not nauseated so that he could get up and walk around the hospital, and he began searching for his family. The only one he found was his grandmother. She was still alive, but everyone else had died. And now Mazir Yosef has to imagine his life without his family. Just this morning, two churches were bombed in Egypt, and Father Raja came in to tell me. In one town, 31 Christians were killed, and in the city of Alexandria, the Coptic Cathedral was bombed, and the Coptic Pope was in the cathedral. They still don't know if he's alive or dead, or how many were killed there. Our world is so broken. It is so broken. People die needlessly. Children suffer. We have illness and despair and misfortune and violence and war. And no matter how hard we try, we cannot seem to fix it. And we human beings are just as broken today as we were hundreds of years ago. And how do we as Christians, how do we live in this world where suffering is inevitable? It's going to happen to you and to me if it hasn't already. Someone that you love will die. Someone but will become ill. Something happens to everyone. How do we navigate living in this world? How can we be a people of hope when there is so much darkness around us? Today is the craziest Sunday of the Christian year. And it's crazy because everything happened to Jesus so fast. One day, he was riding a colt into the city, and people were basically worshiping him. They were waving palms as hailing him as their king. And then the next day, they were shouting to kill him. Adoration quickly turned to abhorrence. Worship quickly turned to condemnation. Love quickly turned into hate. And that's what it's like for us. Everything will be going along okay, and then suddenly you wake up in a hospital bed. In this world, life can turn on a dime. Everything can change in just a moment. So how do we learn to live as believers in this time? Well, I want, as we always do, to look at Jesus. Look at Jesus through this story that we walk through this week. The pace gets faster and faster, and things get crazier and crazier, and the high priest is tearing his robes and screaming at Jesus, and Pilate is washing his hands, and crowds are screaming. But Jesus, while the whole world is panicking and going crazy, Jesus gets quieter and quieter and quieter. And it's not that he's not afraid. And it's not that he doesn't doubt. He even says, God, why have you abandoned me? But he calmly walks through the storm. He calmly moves through the chaos. He calmly faces his own death. Because Jesus had faith. Do you know that the word faith is not a noun? The English language is wrong. In the ancient Greek of the New Testament, the word faith is not a noun, it is a verb. I faith, you faith, we faith. It is not something we hold on to. It is not something we possess. It is something that we do. When the woman who is a member of this cathedral, whose child died, and her child's ashes are buried in this garden outside here, and she comes and tends the garden and prays to God, believing that she will see her child again in heaven, she faiths. When an alcoholic who has become completely absorbed in despair and alcohol and drugs decides that he will no longer listen to those voices, that he is going to choose to be well and to hope that there is goodness in the world, he faiths. Every day when he wakes up and remains sober, he faiths. When a person decides to volunteer for a relief agency in the Middle East, even though she knows that it's dangerous, she faiths. Faith is not something that you hold on to. It is something that you do. Even when you're scared, even when you feel despair, even when it seems like life is overwhelming, we just put one foot in front of the other. and we faith. I have a favorite beach in all the world. The waves are really, really big. On the bottom of the ocean floor where you can stand, there is a rock, and I like to stand on that rock, and the waves will just crash over me. But my sons taught me something. When the waves get large, you don't want to just ride them up and down because you can get hurt. And you all Floridians, you know this. Some of you are surfers out there, I know. If you want to get through a wave, you have to put yourself through the heart of the wave, aiming your body through the center of it and let it move over you. And then you can stand again. And that is what life is like. Life is going to throw waves at you. Waves of chaos, waves of despair, waves of financial crisis or illness or whatever it is, and you will need to aim yourself to move through the storm. You will need to faith, understanding that it will pass and you will stand again. I love that as we read this Passion Gospel, at the moment that Jesus goes and hangs on the cross, we don't fall down, we stand up. We stand up because we're Christians and we know the end of the story. And there is nothing, as St. Paul says, nothing that can separate us from the love of Christ. Not illness, not despair, not financial ruin, not war. Not violence, nothing. No matter what kind of a wave crashes over you, no matter how big the storm, you can faith and move through it. And we will rise again. Because he did. Because Jesus did. Because he faithed, we too will faith. Amen.